This is Southwestern Trails, and I'm Eberline. And assuming you were with us with the last episode, we're continuing today with my interview with Lori Starr, Arizona Trail Thru Hiker, and her experience in 2023 and 2024 hiking the Arizona Trail. You had one other twist that really makes it different than most thru hikers, and that's Chaco.
Oh, that's right. So Chaco is, for those of you who don't know, is my dog, and he's a big critter. He's 100 pounds, lots of fur, and it's not common for dogs to hike the Arizona Trail, particularly, like, he's no, you know, cattle dog. He's not going to do 20, 30 miles a day. He's big old Chaco. So yeah, that was different than most on the trail. And it really shaped everything about my experience taking a dog. I mean, it was the good, it was the highs, and it was the most challenging part. It was.
So share a bit of that.
When I first started telling people I'm going to do the Arizona Trail and I'm taking my dog, and people are like, that's really dumb. Like, don't, that's not a good idea. There's, in the hiking community, there's very much a mantra of, if you take a dog, it becomes your dog's hike and not your hike. And that is true, but it was okay. As soon as I eased into it, and I did resist that in the beginning, and, you know, I was raring to go, and that was complete failure. You know, a 100-pound dog doesn't go when they don't want to go. When I was able to except the fact I was not in charge anymore, right? That it was, this was Chaco's hike. I was a passenger, or it's our hike, right? Yeah. Everything shifted. I mean, I know that the best parts of that trail were because he was with me, because we had to go, I call it dog speed. We had to go at not my speed. I get my trail legs and I'm ready to go. Nope. Chaco's pretty static. He's got his number of miles he likes to do, and that's it. Anyway, but we found these, there were so many discoveries because we paused so much. We paused to let him rest. Sometimes we couldn't hike at all between noon and four, so we'd have to find a great place to hang out. And I saw places that I know other hikers didn't see because they were moving too fast. You know, and these are like swimming holes up to my neck in the Mazatzals, or another great place was this very luxurious, like just idyllic, grassy lounge spot by the East Verde River. And nobody hangs out there because they just kind of go in, they splash, they get wet, and they move on. Next waypoint. So Chaco's helped me savor the trail.
That's a great way to put it.
We savored the trail. We went at dog speed. I mean, by the end, we were really the back of the bus, for sure.
You were a team.
But it was so great to have him along.
Join Lori and I again next episode for the continuation of her experience hiking the Arizona Trail. Until then, this has been Southwestern Trails with Eberline.